Welcome to Popular Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a popular Wikipedia page every day. With 274,044 views on Saturday, July 22, 2023, our article of the day is Louis Strauss. Louis Lichtenstein Strauss, Strauss, January 31, 1896, January 21, 1974, was an American businessman, philanthropist, and naval officer who served two terms on the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission, AEC. The second is its chairman. He was a major figure in the development of nuclear weapons, the nuclear energy policy of the United States, and nuclear power in the United States. Raised in Richmond, Virginia, Strauss became an assistant to Herbert Hoover as part of relief efforts during and after World War I. Strauss then worked as an investment banker at Kuhn, Loeb & Company during the 1920s and 1930s, where he amassed considerable wealth. As a member of the Executive Committee of the American Jewish Committee and several other Jewish organizations in the 1930s, Strauss made several attempts to change U.S. policy in order to accept more refugees from Nazi Germany, but was unsuccessful. During World War II, Strauss served as an officer in the U.S. Navy Reserve and rose to the rank of Rear Admiral due to his work in the Bureau of Ordnance in managing and rewarding plants engaged in production of munitions. As a founding commissioner with the AEC during the early years of the Cold War, Strauss emphasized the need to protect U.S. atomic secrets and to monitor and stay ahead of atomic developments within the Soviet Union. Accordingly, he was a strong proponent of developing the hydrogen bomb. During his stint as chairman of the AEC, Strauss urged the development of peaceful uses of atomic energy, and he predicted that atomic power would make electricity too cheap to meter. At the same time, he minimized the possible health effects of radioactive fallout, such as that experienced by Pacific Islanders following the Castle Bravo thermonuclear test. Strauss was a driving force in the controversial hearings, held in April 1954 before an AEC personnel security board, in which physicist J. Robert Oppenheimer's security clearance was revoked. As a result, Strauss has often been regarded as a villain in American history. President Dwight D. Eisenhower's nomination of Strauss to become U.S. Secretary of Commerce resulted in a prolonged public political battle during 1959, and Strauss was not confirmed by the U.S. Senate. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 2:54 UTC on Sunday, July 23, 2023. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Louis Strauss. This podcast is produced by Abulsme Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share-Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. On Mastodon, follow us at wikioftheday@mastodon.ai. Abulsme Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Justin Standard. Thank you for listening to Popular Wiki of the Day.